Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hello, family. Once again, we are live from Houston, Texas. I'm at the Power Networking Conference. This is where this prayer call began. Oh, I think it's going on 15 years now. We're trying to count up the years that we have been holding this prayer call and giving an opportunity and a chance for us to gather and just give God praise for what he does. I'll give the feedback. I'm going to move this way. So we're doing the prayer call live here at PNC. So we have some of the members of the family who've just joined in and just logged on and said that they would listen in while we're moving around to get ready for today's last day of the Power Networking Conference. For those who are not new to the family, you know the story about how this call got started as an opportunity for those who were gathered here to just gather for sunrise prayer. I saw everybody looking like I looked the first year I came to PNC, like, what in the world? How are there so many brilliant and amazing Black people in one space doing business and creating opportunities? What do I do? Which one should I invest with? Who should I work with? And I said, well, let's just get together for sunrise prayer so that we can see God's face and just take some time to be intentional about how we move forward and what we do. Little did I know that it was going to turn into a Holy Ghost setup. Because when I got home, folks were calling, well, emailing back then saying, well, what time is prayer? And I said, what you mean, what time is prayer? The conference is over, people. And I agreed from that point on to just carve out Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time that we would gather for this prayer call. And it truly has been the foundation for the work that I do for building this arc and covering with Destiny Designers University for our faithpreneurs, our faith-based entrepreneurs and faith-based professionals that are building and growing their enterprises with a fidelity to God, understanding that it's our relationships, resources, and revenue that we leverage to walk out the divine assignment that we've been given, following the biblical principles that apply to us as faithpreneurs. The only difference between a faithpreneur and an entrepreneur is that we love Jesus, we trust God, we walk in his word, and we seek him first, and then all things shall be added. So growing this community has been a blessing, and this prayer has been the anchor for our emerging faithpreneurs who are just figuring it out and writing the vision and making it plain, our established faithpreneurs who are in business but looking to grow and scale, and our empowered faithpreneurs who have achieved a level of success and have their cash flow positive status, and they're investing back into kingdom business so that we can grow this community 1 million strong by 2025 is my bold decree, that we can be cash flow positive and just create the spaces and the opportunities where we use what God has given us to solve the ills, the challenges, and the problems of the world that we see. So I don't do this alone. I don't believe God placed us on this planet to do this thing called life by ourselves. It is growing together, working together in fellowship and in community that we can see how we evolve on this journey. It is not overnight success. It is developing our ability to stay the course, exercise our faith, and see the unfolding of the plans that God has for us. He knows the plans that he has for us to prosper us, to see us have the future that he envisioned. He knows the plans before we came into our mother's womb, if we read Jeremiah 29:11. But what we have to do is to build our relationship with God so that he can reveal himself to us in a deeper way and allow us to see those plans that he has for us. So the beauty of this Saturday morning fellowship is that we can remind each other of the word of God. We can encourage each other on the journey, and we can stay the course even when we are in the midst of challenge. A lot of times we just talk about the end. We don't talk about what happens in the process, what happens, something that I've talked about here at this year's PNC, in the gap, in that middle, that you are learning to trust God more. And no matter what it looks like, you don't doubt him for a second. And that takes consistent prayer and supplication before the throne. At this stage in my life, now I really understand what the scripture means when we say pray without ceasing. We have to constantly have within our digestible meals for the day the word of God to strengthen us and to remind us of God's truth, because his word will never return unto him void. So the beauty in being in this space is to meet so many individuals who are looking for their next, who are positioning themselves for the new in this month of August, this eighth month of the year, as we are gearing up to honor our faithpreneurs once again. At our experience this year, we are doing it differently as we are building the content for the Faithpreneur TV network, and we will have one live day on August 19th. And I believe those hot off the press updates will be dropping, if not today, first thing in the morning, for those who are traveling in for the VIP prayer experience that will be live at the VIP prayer breakfast on August 19th. So just keep us in prayer in this season of new. And as we talk today and fellowship with one another, you know, I've been giving you instructions on what it is that we are doing and focusing on. There's power in everyone touching and agreeing on the same thing and making sure that our hearts and our minds are focused on how God is manifesting his truth in us. And the grounding scripture for the whole Faithpreneur experience is Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That is the scripture that my grandmother loved, one of the many. And that was the scripture I chose to be the grounding text for the movement of Faithpreneurs. So that's the text I'm bringing back today as we prepare in this new season for what God is doing. As you tell your name, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for, what's the new for you in this month of August 2023? What's your new? And the reason why I want you to share your new in whatever context you want to give it is that we're all going to touch and agree this morning that it will manifest. We're going to contend for the promises of yes and amen. We're going to hold space for you to walk in that new, no matter what it looks like, no matter what's happening around you. You are not crazy. God gave you a mission, a vision, a download. He didn't give it to you accidentally. He's not playing with your emotions. What he is doing is stretching your faith to cast your cares on him who cares for you as you walk out what he has given you. So today's assignment, your name, where you're calling from, what you're grateful for, and what's your new. We're going to just rejoice and thank him in advance for what he is doing and how he is doing it. We're not going to question it, because trust me, I know it don't always feel good when you're walking out this new, honey. But the good news is that his plans are to prosper us. He does love us. The blessings of the Lord, right? And make it rich, adding no sorrow. We don't want any sorrow. We want all new. We want the blessings and the grace to get through what might be uncomfortable along the way, what might look impossible. But we know we serve a God who specializes in the impossible. So I thank Jason for the Jason Hasha being here to help out in Clubhouse. And Clubhouse Auntie Dr. Roz might be in and out because I think she might be en route to PNC. But I'm going to let Carmen say a quick hello because we are both on the ground here and she's about to get ready so that we can start. And I have to go get ready to open up for this morning's last day. And let me see. Oh, Dr. Teresa's in the building. She here too at PNC and she's presenting today. So she's probably in her room getting it together. But let me look down and shout out everyone that I see. Hey, Darren. Hey, Patricia. Hey, Josie. Hey, is that my Carmelita? Hey, Sora. That's my Louisiana State Director. Hey, Lenita. Another one of my sorors up in the building here, Dr. Viva. JJ is here live at the conference. She just went to go get dressed. PLC McKinney, I see you. Stacy, spelt with a E-E. Girl, I like that E-E. Stacy, my namesake. Who else we have in here? George Council, Elegance and Focus. Ladrine, how you doing, Ladrine? Ladrine and Patricia, our past Winnie Birch Award recipients. Annette, good to see you, my sister. Nancy, how are you? My honey is here. Hey, boo. Thank you for hanging on the line while you're traveling. Shanice, Renee, King David, Melinda, Ruthie, and who is this? Brother Brooklyn. Make sure, Brother Brooklyn was here. He was hanging out with us here in the live prayer call, or I should say prayer room that we have here at the conference, because let me just share this one thing too. When I started it, we would just gather and find open space for us to meet and pray. And then a couple years in, the team was like, wait a minute, if you're doing prayer, we need to get a room. We need to make sure we give you some space to hold this prayer. And then it became a part of the official program of PNC for the last, I think, 7 years or so that we have this prayer room. So to God be the glory. He will always put things in his right and orderly place. All right. So let me see if the prayer line is open, and then we're going to let Carmen speak. And then DJ Jason Hodge, you're going to take over because I have to start moving. So conference line, star one, tell us your name, where you're calling from, what you're grateful for, and what's your new.
Good morning. My name is Valerie Adderley. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. What I'm grateful for, I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for family. And I'm grateful for God in my life. And I'm grateful for the church. And I'm grateful for building myself a little bit stronger with the Lord, improving myself. Amen. And I'm grateful, especially for Dr. Stacy Grant. I'm grateful for the association and the communication and listening to everyone else. And thank you for your time. I appreciate you always. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, I am grateful for you, my sister, and thank you for being one of the longstanding members of this community. We've been rocking for a while, Valerie, and I just appreciate you and love you, and God's continued blessings in your new.
Amen.
Oh, amen. All right, let's see if anyone else is on the conference line that's ready. Star one, tell us your name, where you're calling from, what you're grateful for, and what's your new.
I can say, you know, I'm always ready.
Here we go. Everybody adjust your volume.
Yep. That's right. I ain't did it in a while. You know, I've been working, Dr. Stacy, you know, but hey, let me go and get this in. Good morning. Wake up, everybody. Wake up, wake up, wake up. This is the best faithpreneur call on the universe with the one, the only, at Frasernet right now, Dr. Stacy N. C. Grant!
Woo, Booker, you done woke up everybody. Oh, Lord.
You know, Dr. Stacy, not only is it hot out here, I have to bring the heat on this line. I know you feel like heat, Dr. Stacy,
right.
Is going to be super
I
busy.
Sure do. I sure do. go ahead, Booker. Tell them where you're. Booker, and what you're grateful for, and what's your new.
Yeah, Booker Williams, Fort Worth, Texas. Calling. Yeah. What else? Like to say something? I'm excited. I can't even say more. Is right.
I love it. What's your new in this new month? This month of new beginnings.
The new month is we're gonna bring in new people, cause some of the old ones, they already faded out. Stacy, I can just let me just tell you right quick, cause I gotta pack this stuff up and get out there. I got a call yesterday, and we're gonna have about five new people out there volunteering. And it was one guy. I just thank God that he gives me the endurance. Because he said, Booker, how you get out there every week? I said, I just get out there. And then he said, you know, on Saturday mornings, I'm tired. I said, you tired? I said, you 25. I'm 51. What you mean you tired? But, you know, sometimes, Dr. Stacey, people, they just don't last. You know, it's like any kind of relationship, you know, after that feeling is gone, after the honeymoon is over with, people like, am I really committed to this? And, you know, Dr. Stacey, I was sharing with him, and he was like, Booker, you know, how long are you going to be doing it? I said, until I die. That's my exit plan, death. I'm committed to this. And I just told him, you know, just search your heart, you know, because you got a lot of years ahead of you. And if you give up this quick, this means you've been doing this for a while. So don't give up so quick, people. People going to come and go. And believe me, Dr. Stacey, when the road is smooth, as you know, people going to jump on that road. But the ones I like is the ones that are there from the beginning. But, you know, I got to get out of here, Dr. Stacey, because, you know, it's already hot out here, y'all. But y'all send y'all people out there. We're going to have some fun with them today. And we just going to have a good time, Dr. Stacey. Hey, Dr. Stacey, I'm glad you're live in Houston, Texas. Get some of this heat.
Yeah, it is definitely hot in Houston. I have only gone outside one time since I've been here, and that was one time too much because I'm like, this is not my ministry right now with all this humidity. So I've been freezing in the in the hotel, but it's all good. It's all good. But it's always great to hear your voice. Thank you for staying the course. You know, God will remove people who end up being dead weight, right? Because when you go into the new, when you soaring, you can't take the dead weight with you. You got to have people who understand how to rise, how to go higher. Oh, that's a whole nother piece. Booker, why you always stirring me up? Anyway, we know that God will supply your needs.
Hey, let me just say this last thing with you. You know, a lot of times, sometimes people, they want to be revealed before their time. But the worst thing you can do is give the mic to somebody and they don't have nothing to say. Yay! All right, I'm going, Dr. Stacey. Let me get this stuff out.
I need to be in the studio with my sound effects. That was a... Oh, Booker, I tell you, it's just too much. We give God glory. We give God glory. We give him praise. Hey, sis, come on in. Look, I'm still here wrapping up in the room as we get started. And she came in. You just heard the prayer.
Yeah, I'm the national president of NARAB. It's our commission. I said, I could not knock on pass here, but I'm hearing that prayer.
Oh, you heard the prayer. Look at that. She's the national president of NARAB because we have two conferences going on. We have the NARAB conference and the PNC conference. So I'm meeting the national president of NARAB, and I'm the international president of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We got to talk. Yeah, because you also have my cousin, Janine Uzel.
Yeah.
So look at God making these connections while we in the prayer room. You know what I'm saying? This is how God moves. I can't make it up, people. I can't make it up. But Booker, thank you, my brother. I'm going to mute my mic and let Jason take over in Clubhouse. If there's anybody else on the call, Jason will call you out. But I love you. You stay the course. God already spoke over your life. He already gave you the word about what you're going to do. For the people who have left or the people who are not ready to move with you to the next level, bless and release. It's not easy to bless and release because sometimes you want it more for them than they want it for themselves. But honey, you don't can't do God's job. You're not Jesus. You can't save them. You keep doing what God told you to do, and he will connect you with those who are assigned to this level of your next and your new. So God bless you, and I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Love. Boom. Hey. Good morning.
Love you too,
morning,
everybody.
All right. So are we moving to the room, sis, or are we still on the line?
Hold on, I need you to call Carmen. She's getting dressed, and then because she needs a minute, Jason, before we move into anybody else, let Carmen say hello real quick, please. Thank you.
Sounds good. All right, Carmen. Mic is yours.
Good morning, family. Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm a crier and a smiler, so I'm doing both at the same time. It's a blessing to be here this morning. Of course, y'all, I'm in Houston, as you would imagine, because it's my home front. And I'm at my 13th, 14th Power Networking Conference. And this is always my new, it's kind of like the beginning of the year for me, Power Networking Conference for the last 14 years. It's where I reset, it's where I connect, and where I grow to the next level. in the relationships that I built, opportunities that come my way. And God is so good. In the last couple of days, I made some, I guess, business, connection, but really a business opportunity. And it's funny because you can know people for a long time. And one of my dear friends, we decided to go into a business opportunity together just over this, during this conference. And she originally was a client of mine 15 years ago. And she said, you know, she admired me from afar then, especially what I, the work I did for her and her husband. And now she's walking into a new season and she wants to work with me. So we started doing our business plan. And then last night, just over a conversation, with someone, a long-term PNC faculty member, she we've been knowing each other too from afar, and she approached me to do another venture project. And then yesterday, our congresswoman, and most people, whether you're from Texas or not or Houston, most people know the great congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. She's been in Congress almost 30 years now. And so you may not know her personally, but you've probably seen her. You know, she's really was very instrumental in Juneteenth coming about. So I serve her, and most people don't know that I serve behind the scenes with her. I attend events with her. I'm kind of like one of those people that run when she's in public. And so she spoke here yesterday at the conference, and as I was serving her and walking her back to her car, it was just crazy. She was like, I need you more. Most people don't know, but she's running for mayor of Houston, which we believe she has the best opportunity to become mayor because she's a people's politician. It's not about her. It's about the people she serves. And so, and as she was getting in the car, she said, I need you to lead my entire women's initiative. And I'm just thinking to myself, y'all don't know the feeling of, you know, when someone comes with you to you that you least expect, you know, because this is somebody that I'm in awe of. I've been, she's been one of my heroes since I came to Houston. And for her, I guess she's been watching me. She says, you got what it takes. I need you to take over. I need you to run this, run with it. And I couldn't believe that she gave me that assignment, y'all. I just was like, me? You know, you think little of me. And the way she said it with such conviction is like she don't want anyone else but me to run. So when it's somebody at her statue, you know, believes in you and empower, you know, that you can take on such an assignment, it ain't nothing but God. And I didn't ask for it. I wasn't looking for it. I was just doing my community service and servicing her behind the scenes. But you never know who's watching and, you know, and what they're getting from your walk. And apparently she's been watching me for the last couple of years as I serve her. Because when you serve people, God will always make sure that you're lifted up. So as I'm humbly serving her, she was watching me. And she's not the easiest person to even deal with. I have to say that. But apparently I must have been pressed and God planted her. So that's my new. I've had two new business opportunities this week at Power Networking Conference. And now another huge assignment from our great Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, this initiative. So y'all pray my strength. Because God continues to pour on the assignments, but he won't give you more than you can bear. So apparently God trusts in me as well. So I'm just so grateful. Dr. Stacy, oh my goodness, it's always good to be physically in your presence. You are such a blessing to us. This prayer call has been for the last 12 years, when the years that I was not talking, I was on the call. I was on the line, sometimes at my worst. Y'all know I cry all the time, so but at my worst, if it wasn't for this call, I don't know. This call would always lift me, my spirit, and remind me of who I am and whose I am. So I'm so just grateful.
Go ahead and cry, baby. Go ahead and cry.
Yes, I always do. But I just, Stacey, you just don't know how much this call means to me. So I'm so grateful for what you did and what you continue to do for us and keep this community going. So I got to get, look, my makeup, I was trying, I'm crying my makeup off.
Oh, Lord. No. It is fine. I know the tears are pure tears of praise and joy to God. He's going to fix the makeup so you can get down. But I thank you for sharing the testimony, and to God be the glory, because it helps to strengthen me. I'm not exempt from the trials, tribulations, and aggravations. Quite frankly, I think I got a 10X on my back with a bullet. Bullet's eye, not a bullet, because God is covering me. But just so you know, the walk, somebody has to take the hit. Somebody has to make the sacrifice. And Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice on the cross. So when I want to cry and complain about what I'm going through, I'm like, oh, but they crucified you, Jesus. So let me shut up and sit down and let me go through what I'm going through so that you get the glory and your people are able to be free to do what you have called them to do in a safe place as we build this community and this network that will be able to give voice and to give an amplified opportunity to create that revenue that you can leave an inheritance for your children's children. That's what we're here for. So I'm going to mute and turn it back over to Jason. Thank you so much, my love. And thank you all for being here live from PNC 2023.
All right. Wow. Very emotional. Thank you for that share, sis. Dr. Roz, you are on.
Mike, hey, Jason. Good morning, y'all. Good Dr. Stacy, love you, icon woman. The order is Stacy, Minister Joan. Oh, well, she's... And Nancy, if you need to come back up, Jason, the order kept pushing Nancy to the back, and she just in case she wants to come back up. Just letting you know, because you know sometimes it gets a little quirky. Nancy, if you'd like to come back up, please do, and you would be after Mother Joan. So I just wanted to do that house courtesy so that you're aware of that, Jason, just in case she wants to come back up. But y'all, God is good. I'm en route for Denver, and y'all just keep me in prayer for Denver. But I want to say from what Carmen and what Dr. Stacy has already shared, we just got to keep on being willing to be interrupted. And it makes me think of Luke 10:37. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. And love is often inconvenient. So the love of whatever our gifts are, whatever that may be, we got to continue to do that. And the priority of knowing and being in God's presence. So the new for me, I just want to say, is being conscious every second, every moment of the day, to be the best disciple, to be the best steward, to be the best manager of my spirit, my mind, and my body. So I yield the mic. You are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. I'm missing people, missing Faith Manura, but because of virtual situations, I'll be able to at least have some type of experience. So I love y'all, and y'all have a God amazing day.
Awesome. Good stuff. And I don't know if we were doing anybody else on the call-in line, but if you are there, then hit *1, tell us your name, where you're calling in from, and what you're grateful for. If not, we'll continue to move on the floor here in Clubhouse. All right. Darren, how you doing, bro? Mic is yours.
Good morning, Jason. Here's the Grand Rising family. This is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. I'm grateful for life, God in my life, my family, friends, colleagues, associates, roof over my head, got a little something in the refrigerator, good health and strength. And my new, I had a hiccup yesterday. So give me one second. So I had, my new is opportunity. So, you know, God, he gives us everything that we need, and we have to take advantage of those situations, because it's better to be prepared for opportunity and not have one than have one and not be prepared. Sorry, y'all. Excuse me. So, in that sense, I took the opportunity this year to do some travel. I'm still celebrating my birthday, even though last week I just got back from Orlando, Florida last night, so I had a good old time. And I will be going back. And even though I was in Orlando for a few days, I still had our Bible study. And for this week, our subject was God's love for you. So now, you know, a few of us on this call have said before, sometimes including me, that we get in our own way. And we do things not necessarily to do them out of spite, but it's like you do things and God's like, you know, you need to go sit down for me. Like, I just, you know, I could be a, you know, piece of work sometimes. But to all what we do, God, he has a thing, it's called unconditional love. So, and that's the text from Romans 8:35-39. I'll put it in the chat. And it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? So shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are counted for as sheep for the slaughter. So nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, angels, nor principalities, powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creatures that shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And like I said, you know, sometimes we, you know, we do things and it's like, I really, but anyway, that's all my story. But you know, but out of all things that we do, there's nothing that will ever separate us from the love of God, you know, which is in Christ Jesus. I'm thankful for that because, like I said, I don't know about y'all, I can be a piece of work sometimes. But anyway, so we're going to keep this thing moving and I'll be around for a while. So, love you guys.
All right. Thank you, Darren. Hey, it looks like Roger's in the background checking out the order. And so we've got Nancy up. Nancy, mic is yours. Okay, it looks like the clubhouse may be glitching. All right, let me see who the rest of the order is. Okay, Mother Joan. All right. Mic is yours.
Family, good morning, Jason. I've missed hearing your voice. It's good to hear your voice, son, today. I'm in Houston, Texas. I'm right here where Dr. Stacy is, says it's hot. And I sent her a back channel message and told her to stay out of that heat. Stay inside. You don't want to be in this Texas heat right now. It's not your friend. It's definitely not friendly. I'm so grateful for so many things. The Lord led me this morning in my prayer time about being grateful and reminding me of some things that I need to focus on. My scripture was 1 John 5:14, and it says, and this is the confidence we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And my question to myself today, and I say to you, or my statement is, let today be the day. This day, just in case you miss some other days, but let today be the day you focus on the winningness of God that is in us. He gives us everything we need. He gives you the right because of who he is and because he loves us. He gives us the right to claim the things that are of his will. And all you have to do is to ask him, and it shall be so. Now, there's a secret up in there in that statement. And the secret is not so much of a secret as it says, according to his will, not yours. You can have your desires. You can have your I wish to's. You can have your this is how I want it to be. But when you're seeking it his way, then that means you've got to put on the back shelf how you perceive it and ask God to reveal to you how he perceives it. Lord, this is the direction that I'm going, and I'm seeking your direction according to your word, Proverbs 3:5-6, that I'm trusting in you, and I'm telling everybody about you in the process. But I want to know how you perceive it. How am I supposed to accomplish it? Tell me which way to turn, left, right, straight ahead, don't move. And I'm going to be obedient and do it exactly the way you say, because I want it to be your will. You can't go wrong when you seek God and his will and be obedient and do it the way he gives it to you. It's not going to always taste good. It's not going to always feel good. But you'll be the one that come out on top. You'll be the one that's the victor. You'll be the one that others will say, well, how did that happen? How did Carmen get that type of assignment? How did my sister, Dr. Stacy, make it to where she was? Simply because they sought God's will. They did God's work by faith and in obedience, that he starts laying out your blessings for you. You turn the corner thinking you turn in the corner to do one thing. He's got it piled up, blessing after blessing after blessing, simply because you sought his will and you sought to do it his way and not your way. Let today be the day that you seek the Father like never before. Today will be the day that you focus on the winning God and to win the way God wants you to win. You're always victorious. You're always a winner. And you always will be elevated by your belief and your faith walk and your trust in him. You can't go wrong. And I rest my mind.
Amen. Wow.
Right, I had to jump back in there, Mother Joan. Mother Joan, I love you.
Love you too, precious.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you for always coming in.
I have not gone back home yet. But that's okay.
That's okay, because God is still healing.
My presence has purpose, and my purpose has power. Whenever I'm present, I've got a purpose. And according to God's will, he gave me the power to accomplish that purpose. So I'm fine where I am until such time he says go home. And I'll have my physical home here on earth.
We bless God for that. We bless God. I am going to have to listen silently. I'm going to try to jump back in and out. I know Stacy and Patricia, Dr. Beaver, Melinda, Bishop Sean, who's one of our honorees this year. And oh, did I happen to mention that our Faithpreneur Crystal Stair Award is going to Dr. Cindy Trim for Faithpreneur Weekend 2023. Did I mention that? Did I mention? And the reason why I said it, when Bishop Strong saw the flyer that is about to be released, he said, wait, I'm on the same flyer as Dr. Cindy Trim. I said, yes, man of God, you are. And we give God praise. And I'm so excited that I get to once again give these public recognitions of what it means to be faithful in the service of God and to create and stand and build these legacies that God has given us as faithpreneurs. So my honorees are just not people who I heard about, but people who I know, tried and true, that are standing in the will of God and executing in the marketplace. So really excited about that. I'm going to be listening in quietly. So thank you again to everyone for being here. And thank you, D. Jason Hodge, for moderating and making sure that our fellowship continues to move forward, even when I'm on the road and doing what I do. So if I can pop back in, you know I will. But I didn't give my own new. I'm grateful for this room. I'm grateful for the way God set me up at this conference years ago with starting this prayer call. And my new is a fully funded Faithpreneur TV network that will disrupt the marketplace with the good news of the gospel through all of these Faithpreneur businesses and enterprises that will be taking over the world. And we're going to build 1 million cash flow positive Faithpreneurs by 2025. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Back to you, my brother.
That's what's up, sis. That's what's up.
Stacy's next, and just so Dr. Stacy may know, because we're having a glitch with one of her SARAs, Nancy Fook, just in case Dr. Stacy, acknowledge Dr. Fuchs and Jason Tryon. I've exhausted the pull-up for her, so I can't do it unless we have to have her to go out of the room and come back in. But Stacy is next, and then Josie.
Awesome.
Actually, we had Patricia up first, so I sent him an order, and I know everybody will be patient.
It pulled it off. Okay, I apologize, but I was...
No worries. We're trying to make sure this clubhouse situation, we can track all that's going down. So I sent him the order that came up on my end, and we're going to keep it moving. And as you come up, if you do get called a little bit out of order, just give us a little grace. We're going to make sure we get through everybody because I know our moderators have limited time today, and I am live at PNC. So, Stacy, that's the first time I saw Stacy spelled with two E's. I love all the variations. Right? Of Stacy, but you know,
I'm looking for a
CIE, but you don't put a Y on my name. I might be able to do an extra E. I'm just saying. But Stacy, welcome, and great to have you here.
God bless you. God bless you. Am I going after the other person you mentioned, or you want me to go ahead?
I want you to go ahead now because I want to hear you as a new voice. And remember, everybody, it's your name, where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and what's your new in this new month. So you're going to go, and then the factoring lady and Dr. Viva and then Melinda. We have Bishop Sean here, our honoree, Josie, and then PLC McKinney. We're going to look, as we say, we receive them in that order. Over to you, Stacy.
Hallelujah, Jesus. My name is Stacy Cassidy, tuning in from Missouri, and I am grateful just to be in fellowship, to be amongst God's people, intentionally pursuing Him and walking out this purposeful destiny He has for us. And my new is just continuing to pray and press through the process. Me and God have been doing this thing, and it's not easy. But He didn't say it would be easy. He just promised to be with me. And so I thank Him for breaking off that cookie cutter, cute, package it up process. You know, He reminded me, He shed His blood. That thing was messy at times. So you just go through. And so, for instance, this morning I'm out on my walk, and my walking in the month of August has been at a slower pace, and it's been harder to complete what I was used to doing before. And God just keeps reminding me that His purpose, His timing, everything is perfect. So I don't have to get caught up or distracted or discouraged by focusing on my expectations, but instead keeping my eyes on Him who is the author and the finisher, period. And so I just keep reminding myself to keep my eyes on God, keep putting one step in front of the other. And I am currently birthing a breakthrough process that has been placed in me for God's good and for my good and His glory. I'm Romans 8:28-ing this thing. So thank you for allowing me to share, and God bless you all.
Wow, that was awesome. You know what? That was a word right there. Thank you for that share, Stacy, with two E's. Great to hear your voice. Great to have you in the space. We got Patricia up. That is 2022 Winnie Birch Award winner. How you doing, sis?
Good morning. Good morning. Excited to be here. Excited to see Stacy, Carmen, and all the other wonderful people live and in the flesh here soon. I'm on my way, Carmen. I'm on my way, driving in from Spring. My name is Patricia. I'm from Houston, Texas. And I'm just grateful, to be alive. I'm grateful to be part of, connected to you all. And I'm grateful for being honored with such an award in 2022. Faith is everything for me. And without it, I can't exist without faith. What is my new for this month going forward? It's what I've been focusing on, and that's to stay focused with like a dog with a bone. I mean, just really focus on what I need to do and how God is leading me. And also boundaries, because people in your circle, people that you love, will steal your time.
And sometimes it's just the gossip. Sometimes it's just noise. And we have to stay, and sometimes when it's your loved ones, you want to give them your time. You want to give them your time. You want to listen. And yes, we need to be there, but we also need to stay focused in the direction that God has us. And so that is my new, I'm a recovering people pleaser and no more. I have to do what God is leading me to do. And amen. And see you soon.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for that share, sis. Dr. Viva, mic is yours.
Good morning. Peace and blessings, everyone. And good morning, Madam Grant. And safe travels and enjoy down there on the other side of the country, down in the Southwest. And I pray, I know Minister Joan Carmen and Dr. Smile, all of you who are in Texas, because they said, I saw in the news where someone had lost their life because their air conditioning went out. So I'm just praying that, you know, y'all receive some grace and some reprieve from that heat. So, but this morning, I am grateful for a servant's heart and answered prayer that God is just true to his word. And I'm coming to you from Newark, New Jersey, up here in the Northeast, where, I don't know, it seems hot to me already, but I think we have much more humidity because 77 degrees is not really hot, but it's just the humidity. You know, I went outside for a little bit. But my new for August is to, and I was debating in my mind, is this really new? But I got to get back out into the streets doing the work that I was doing and pick up kind of the things that I fell back from while I was in school. Because even going down to City Hall, I'm seeing people, and people are so happy to see me because they haven't seen me in so long. I guess they thought I left or what happened. But it feels good when I go certain places and people know me and they're happy. And they, like, even though some, he said, I've seen you 5 times this month, more so than in the last 4 years. But it's good to feel missed and people let you know that they have missed you. And it's just a confirmation that there's, you know, people are looking for me and there's a work for me to do, which then I'm clear about. But it's just I need to secure some property because I went downtown to ask about a business license because I have an LLC, too. And he's telling me to do a consulting business, I have to have a place. So I said, I'm not sure, you know, and me and my advocacy, I said, well, I need the ordinance that says that, but I'm going to find out because what I do, I don't necessarily need a specific physical location, but I'm just praying that God is going to, and believing that God is going to work that out and me just maintain a positive attitude that, you know, because this morning we were talking about when God calls you, you know, he's going to make those crooked places straight. And that's what I'm going to do. As Minister Jones said, you know, we have to do it according to what God said. Because for me, I can get a bit stubborn and resistant and want to do what I want to do. But I notice when things keep coming nagging at me, that's God's way of calling me, like, come on, baby, you got to do this. And I'm also thankful for some motivation because it's like I have a heart's desire to do it, but it seemed like the motivation to get up and really, really do it or the energy was not there. But I've been praying and asking God about it because my heart, you know, is there to do the work, but it's like God gives me the energy. And just at the same time, when it doesn't happen, according to my heart's desire, that I'm just graceful and prayerful and say, you know what, God, you know, it's in your time. Because at the same time, I have learned when things may seem delayed to me, that God also, that's a form of protection. I don't know what God may be keeping me from. So I'm just keeping more and more to surrender and to submit to what he has for me and to be obedient to what he has for me, because obedience is better than sacrifice. So I thank you all for this time. And again, y'all be safe down here in the Southwest and safe travels, Madam Grant. And I yield my mic.
All right. Thank you for that share. Thank you for that share, Dr.
I'm popping back in. You are quite welcome, my sore. And look, so here's the thing. I also forgot another new, my brother. Mm-hmm. Did I mention I was getting the Icon of Excellence Award today at PNC?
Oh.
That's another new I'm grateful for. back on mute.
Well, who touched them? Praise God. Good stuff. Thanks for that share. All right, we got Melinda up. Melinda, mic is yours.
Good morning, beautiful people. How are you guys doing today? I am excited about the new PNC conference. That was my first time there. I'm actually back in Dallas-Fort Worth right now, but that was my first time there, and it's being in business over 25 years and never hearing about the PNC. I feel blessed that I was able to see our people together, supporting each other and growing together as well. I got to see Dr. Stacy live and in person and just here on the platform here, and then also Carmen. I got to hear her story and see her as well speak on the bonus day. So very, very delighted that I had an opportunity to meet some amazing people. Thank you guys so much for letting me share.
All right. Thank
Wait, hold
you.
On. I had to mute one more time. Let me tell you, Melinda, I didn't even get a chance to spend quality time with you. But honey, your booth was bad to the bone. I was like, you better go ahead. You ready for being featured on the Faith and Oil TV Network, child? I was like, yes, come with it, honey. Come
You're
with
so
it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, love you. All right.
I know
later.
You were busy. All right.
Honey, they were, look, they working me like an Hebrew slave. But it's all right. All right. Talk to you later.
Hey, sis, and I updated my profile picture, if you see here. All right. We got Brother Sean up. Bishop Sean, mic is yours. What you calling in from? Were you grateful for? Mic is yours.
Good morning, my brother Jason. Good morning, Dr. Stacy, NC Grant. God bless you, woman of God. To my sister Carmen, to the Dr. Smile, Dr. Roz, Lottie Dottie, and everybody on the Faithpreneur call. It's just good to be here. I am tapping in from Petersburg, Virginia, where I have been at Jesus Girl conference with Dr. Medina Pullins. But don't worry, y'all. It's a Jesus Guy conference as well. They open it up to everybody. And it's been so amazing this week from Wednesday till today. We have been impacted by words from Joshua Giles to Ambassador Sophia Ruffin to Nicole and David Binion to Ja'Kayla Carr, Todd Delaney concert last night. It's been absolutely amazing just to get poured into. What's new in my life? Listen, I think Ty Trevette said it best. He said, everything is new. Everything is new. This has truly been a Amos 9 season where things have been happening so fast that my head has been spinning. So many great things happening over the next few weeks. I'll be flying out to Tennessee in September, I think it's the 14th, to receive my diploma from the American Association of Christian Counselors for the mental health coaching that I just did. So I'm so grateful that I get a chance to be a part of what Dr. Stacy is doing. Dr. Stacy, thank you so much for just for honoring me. Listen, I just had a moment, y'all. I had a moment in mental health and turned that moment into a movement. Okay, I'm done. Okay. All right. Turned the moment Ooh. Into a movement, and God is so amazing, and I'm so grateful for all that he's doing. So with that said, I'm going to land my plane, dock my yard, park my bike, whatever we do in these clubhouse streets. I'm Bishop Sean, and I'm complete. God bless you.
I had to unmute one more time. First of all, you take me out with the Lottie Dottie and everybody every time, but you parking your plane, your shit, whatever. We just grateful to be able to celebrate you and all that God is doing through you and through your work and your movement. To God be the glory, and I'm just excited about the new and the next for each and everyone here.
Yeah.
All right, here come the noise. So let me leave.
And we got Josie on the line. Josie, how you doing, sis? Sending love. Your boy sending love, too. Mic is yours. Okay, I guess it would help if I was talking with the mic unmuted. All right, sis. Josie, it's on you. I was sitting here having a whole conversation, and I was telling you how to unmute, and I was muted. So, mic is...
Because I thought it was me. I'm like, I don't hear nothing about it. What's really going on?
Right. All right. So it's on you, Josie. Mic is yours. All right. We're going to circle back around to you, and we'll go to PLC John. Brother John, mic is yours.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, everyone. My name is John McKinney, and I'm calling from Los Angeles, California. And I am very grateful today for this room and the effect that it has had on my life. The backstory of me getting to this room is that in February of 2021, Mr. Les Brown was introduced to Clubhouse, and I've been following him since I was a teenager, and I used to always hear him talk about this woman, Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant, and that day he introduced her, she introduced him to Clubhouse along with our dear brother, many of you may know, Delano, our brother Delano. They were doing the introduction. I finally put a name and a voice together to hear her voice. And I remember him talking about her, the action, despite the distraction lady. From that day in February, the Lord put a burden on my heart to pray for Dr. Stacy. And this is a story to let you know that it's not always time for you to say something. You have to be patient and wait on God's timing. It was not until 6 months later that I actually said something to her. I spent 6 months in intensive prayer. And many of you may think, well, how does he have all of this information? Before I open my mouth, I prayed. And there are things that are going on and God is giving other people in this room, and you're jumping the gun, you're talking too fast, you're saying something before the timing of God. And Dr. Stacy affectionately called me PNC, which means prophetic life coach. But the point of that is that God gave her that name for me. And if I would have jumped the gun, I would have jumped ahead of God, just waiting on his timing. So the thing that I'm grateful for is that the Lord put that burden on my heart. And the thing that is so significant today is I hear the scripture say, if you be faithful over a few things, I will make you ruler over many. And this is a testimony of Dr. Stacy with the Icon Award today, with the launching of her television network, with the launching of the magazine, and all the great things that God is doing through her as Grand Ambassador of Zeta Phi Beta, all these wonderful things. I got to be an eyewitness in the last 2 years to see some things up close, personal, and God revealed many things to me in 21 when I met her at the Faithpreneur Conference. We're in the back, and I got some water for her, and she says, I said, do you need me to do anything else? She said, oh, you have a servant's heart. I said, oh, I before I had any talent, I was a servant. They said I had no talent, so I just consistently served people. And she said, can you pray for me? And in that prayer, there was a word, prophetic word, that came out from the Lord. And I'm seeing that word, that prophetic word that was spoken in 2021 manifest in this season. While I was praying, the Holy Spirit came upon me so strong. We're in the back, and the power of God hit the back of that stage. And I spoke out of my mouth through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I said, Dr. Stacy, God doesn't want you to have a TV show, one or two. God said, Faithpreneur Network. And she began getting to weep and cry and praise the Lord. And we just such a powerful prophetic word. The point of it is not bragging on myself, but waiting and praying for 6 months, and the Lord would give such a powerful word to one of his servants, and seeing the launch happen in just the 19th, I'll be there in New York City. It'll be my third year going to the Faithpreneur Conference. And like I say, people said prophets this, prophet that, but only about 10 to 20% of the people that God talked to me about, I actually have a conversation with. Most of my work is done in private and in secret. If you want to be popular, you feel a prophet is not a game that you need to play. It's not for popularity. And thank God for my mother, who was a prophetess, who trained me
at an early age and recognize the gift flowing in me. So I'm grateful for Dr. Stacy. I'm grateful for her testimony. And we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And may her testimony bless you as it has blessed me, seeing the visible proof of what God said manifest in real time is the most humbling, gracious thing. And I just give God all the praise that he would allow me from a small town in Alabama with one high school to speak to one of his servants in New York City that I never met before, met on Clubhouse. And she heard one of my talents and invited me to her conference without ever seeing me perform live, without ever meeting me, without ever shaking my hand. She said, I want you at my Faithpreneur Conference in 2021. I am very grateful. I am grateful to be going back this year. And God is making some connections. I look forward to talking to her. I went to a big event here in Hollywood last night and made a major connection that I can't wait to share. I'm not going to share it publicly right now, but something I'm going to be sharing with Dr. Stacy today of a shift that's going on concerning some major things with some people here in Hollywood. So God is just so good. He's so faithful. And those of you out there who feel like your time has passed, God is not going to do what he told you he was going to do. And believe me, when God gives you a word, you can stand firm on that word. And I've been fighting ever since he told me in 2021 for the Faithpreneur Network and made self-made marketing for the Faithpreneur Network. I always tell Dr. Stacy, you're not the marketing director till you find somebody else. I'm the janitor till you find somebody else. I'm the secretary. I'm the administrative assistant till you find somebody else. Just praying in all those areas that God would ignite her spirit. And it's the joy of being able to pray for someone and see what God has told you about them and what you felt so strongly in your spirit come to pass. I'm grateful for the Faithpreneur Network. I'm grateful for the thousands of souls and lives that are going to be changed. I'm grateful for the millions of people who are going to become solvent in their finances and all of the great things that are going to happen with this international network. I'm honored to be just a part of a collective of people like who are in this room. I joined my faith with all of yours. Before I met her, you knew her, and you were praying. We have combined our faith together, and we're going to see a great manifestation of a blessing. I'm honored to know everyone that I've met in this room. I'm honored to be here, and I'm honored to see the Jesus, hallelujah. I'm honored to see the Holy Spirit work things out where her Faithpreneur Network is so solvent that they're giving away money to Africa. They're giving away money to other causes, the mental health. It's so solvent. It has so much money. And I'm believing the Lord. If somebody told me last night, that's an idea, that word, Faithpreneur, is igniting my spirit. I have to talk to you more, brother, a major person. That word, who did God give that word to? I said, Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant. So I'm landing my plane. And I just thank God for everything that he has done through Dr. Stacy to be a major force in my life and a major source of encouragement and motivation and taking my life to another level. God bless you all. My name is John McKinney. I'm the Hope Ambassador, and I'm done speaking.
Well, Ruach Hashem, thank you. Thank you, Brother John, PLC. Good stuff. It looks like Josie's mic is open. Hey, Josie, your mic is open. Your time to share. Thank you so much, John. All right, go ahead, sis. Okay, Josie, if you're speaking, I don't know if anybody else can hear. Let me know if you guys can hear or it's just me.
Cannot.
Okay.
Not just you.
All right. Okay, Josie, not sure if your mic is engaged or not. What we'll do is we'll circle back. And okay, we'll go to Nancy. All right, Nancy, there you go.
Good morning. How y'all doing today? Good morning. My name is Nancy Fuchs. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I am most grateful for being in this room this morning. It took me a long time to get here. I have no idea how to work Clubhouse, so I'm just really trying to figure it out. I want to say giving glory to God for being ahead of my life. Also, I want to say congratulations to Madam Grand Bachelor for her Icon Award. My new is stepping out of my box, out of my comfort zone, learning to open myself up to new opportunities and to meeting new people and to getting involved in more things within my community and with my sorority that I'm newly in, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. There's so many different new things on the horizon for me, and I just ask for guidance and prayers going forth, knowing how to handle them with my personality. I'm very shy. I'm very introverted, so I'm trying to step out the box a little more. So it's just a different dimension for me, and I thank God for it. I thank God for all the wonderful things that I've heard this morning. Again, I don't know much about Clubhouse, but everything I heard this morning from you all has truly blessed me, gave me confirmation on different things by standing in my own way, reaching out, prayer is the most important thing, having a connection with God. I'm not sure about the Faithpreneur Weekend. I will look more into that. When I say I'm not sure, meaning I don't know much about it because I'm just getting into this realm. So I will look more into about it. But everything seems so positive, so God-filled. I'm so happy and excited that I have this opportunity to speak. I won't hold up much of your time, but I did want to come in here and say something because I just figured out how to even join into the house itself. So I thank you all for listening. I thank you all for your due diligence to God, for being obedient, for sharing everything that was on your heart this morning. It has truly blessed me. It didn't go unnoticed, and I appreciate you all. Much love.
Much love to you. Glad you worked that out. Grateful to hear your voice. All right, it looks like we've got Josie back on the stage. Let's see if this mic is working now.
Well, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Josie Webb, and I'm calling from Oakland, California. And this morning, I'm really grateful for life. This year, I turned 75, and I never thought I'd live to be 75. But I'm grateful that I'm still in my right mind, and I'm able to get up and to move about and to do things, and to not even really focus on my age as I'm moving about, but to be prayerful every day for all that I'm engaged to do, and to keep God first and foremost in my life. And I'm grateful for being able to be on this call every weekend, to wake up early, 6 o'clock in the morning here, and to listen and be praying in the background, because I don't often speak. But I'm grateful for my voice and grateful for God being in my life. And I land my plane.
Wow. Grateful for you, Josie. Glad that you were able to pop up on stage. Love hearing your voice. All right. And I'm going to send an invite to the rest of the audience, just in case any of you may have wanted to pop up, but just didn't have the time at the moment. So if you've seen this invite more than once, this is not a push. This is just to let you know that we do see you, we acknowledge you, and we would love your presence on the stage. And if not, we are good with you just hanging out in the cut. All right, I see we've got Robin on the stage. Robin, mic is yours. Where are you calling from? What you grateful for? What would you like to share this morning?
Good morning. I am calling from New Jersey, and I am so grateful, as always, for this room and the wonderful feeding of my spirit and the shares and all. And I'm especially grateful for God because He just watches out for me, especially when it comes to technology. I had to send a letter out at my job, and I realized that he had me to recognize that I did not send it in the proper format for the outside world. And as it would happen, he placed a old memo from our IT person, whose who hadn't been around for years, and it was on the top of my desk in a pile that I saw that memo, and it said, make sure you send, when you send out copies to the outside world, that you send it as a as a copy and not a reference. And that memo was, again, several years old, about 3 years old. And I just thank God because he watches out for us in little ways and watches out for me in little ways, so that I was able to correct and resend the letter that was very important to get out in the proper format. And I just marveled and praised him for the little things, which are big things for me sometimes, especially when it comes to technology. So I'm grateful for that. I'm also grateful for family. I was able to make it down to a baby shower last weekend for my nephew and his wife are having a baby. And it was just good to be around family and to see my nephew's three-year-old, who's excited about, he's already declared that he will have a brother, although he's getting it mixed up that he's been told he will be a big brother. And my nephew and his wife have chosen not to know the identity or the gender, I should say, of the child. But he's declared it, and we will see. But I'm just grateful to have a family. I just recognize some people don't have family, or there's not harmony with their family. And I've been praying for that too, because it just seems like such disjointment among our youth and whatever, that are just acting in ways that it just says something's not right in the family. Something's not connecting. So I'm just grateful for God. And again, this room, God bless. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you for that share. Wow. And let's check if there's any callers on the line that would like to chime in. Callers, just hit *1. Tell us where you're calling from, what you're grateful for. What would you like to share? We'll give you a few seconds. Make sure that we catch everybody over there. And meanwhile, I will say that I am grateful definitely for this room, for this family, grateful for my family, grateful for life. Grateful for what it is that I've seen God do over these last several years. God is amazing. And grateful for the process of working through this book. So I'm excited about it. Every day, new things unfold. I put more stuff in, been having some amazing conversations that are ending up in the book, which is pretty cool. So grateful for that. Let's see. And let's see if we've got everybody up. Looks like we have. All right. Okay, so if there's nobody else on the line who would like to share, nobody else on stage.
Hello, hello.
Hi, sis.
Hey, I'm just coming back. I said, let me see if you're still here, because we have another minute or so. I missed a few, but I'm going to have to catch the replay myself. Mother Gwen is here live and in living color at PNC. So she has been a part of managing the volunteer team. So she is kind of manning the door as folks are coming in. But here she is. She done popped up on the screen. So that means she want to say good morning. So I'm going to mute so she can say good morning.
Good morning. Yes, they working me like a return runaway slave.
I'm sorry. I'm returned and I got it working up.
Love y'all. It's wonderful. Make sure to start saving your money for next year. It's announced Charlotte 2024. Start saving your money. Get your young people together that are under 25. Okay, you got the message and you got the memo, live and in color. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye bye.
Hilarious. As I'm watching her, well, all the way across the ballroom.
getting ready. But I thank you, my brother, for holding it down. You and Clubhouse Auntie Roz as well. Just making sure that we got everyone in who was able to participate live. Those who have a red ticket, that just means you have to go on ahead and join the club or follow the club. They've made some changes here on Clubhouse. But thank you for participating and coming in to be a part of our fellowship today and sharing all of the testimonies, and you're new. So we touch and agree that this is the new season. I see Dr. Teresa Martin, who's had the call going on in her ear while she's running around getting ready because she's presenting today, too.
Hey, give her a big hug.
Yes, yes. So it is wonderful to be here. We're going to start getting everything going. But if all have spoken, my brother, I will go ahead and pray us out.
Yeah, you can pray us out, sis.
Okay, awesome. So we won't have our closeout praise and worship because no one's in the studio right now. So y'all can just go praise on your own. Mm-hmm. But we are just going to come to God with a prayer of thanksgiving. Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for another day, another opportunity to approach the throne of grace. Thank you, Lord, that we don't have to make an appointment with you. We can come 24/7 before the throne to just seek you, to ask for your guidance, for your covering, for your discernment as we do what you have called us to do. And as faithpreneurs, as we fill the marketplace with the downloads, the gifts, the witty ideas, the products and services that are the answers to what people need in the marketplace, we thank you. We thank you that this is a safe place and a safe covering for our journey and development. Even when we go through the trials and the tribulations and we're passing through the Valley of Becca, we know that it hasn't come to stay, it has come to pass, and it will pass, and you will be glorified. So we just glorify you for the way in which this fellowship encourages our souls, strengthens our spirits, helps us to stand firm, flat-footed in your word, because your word will never return unto you void. So we thank you for every prayer request that has been uttered. You know the hearts of your children. You know what they stand in need of, and we are asking you to meet every need. We declare and decree victory in your name. We declare and decree healing in your name. We declare and decree deliverance in your name. We declare and decree resources in your name. We declare and decree partnerships. We declare and decree a new thing that you are working in us that will materialize according to your will and your way, as long as we continue to believe for it, to contend for the promise, to stand on your word, which is your promises of yes and amen. Anything that is not of you, we cast it out, and we come against any spirit that would torment us from believing in what you have promised for our lives. We cancel and clear any trick or plan of the enemy to tear down what you are building up. He has no hold on any one of your children because you are in control and you have the final say. So we just glorify you and praise you that as we look up to the hills, from whence cometh our help comes from you, Lord, which made heaven and earth. So in this new month, in this first Saturday of the eighth month of 2023, we say thank you. We glorify you. We praise you, we honor you, and we just lift your name up. That as you heard the testimonies of your children, that it pleased you, and that we overcome by our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So we thank you for all of the praise reports we will hear as a result of obedience in our walk with you, unapologetically standing in our faith, and being unapologetically profitable in the marketplace. So we praise you. We thank you for our honorees this year. We thank you, Lord, for how you are opening up new doors in new ways. And I thank you that these in this community can be a witness and a crowd of witnesses of what is happening according to your will and your way. And Father, we thank you for the young people that are coming up and that are seeking your face and are wanting to start their relationship with you. Let us be good witnesses to them and encourage them on their journey so that they can be the young men and women of valor for tomorrow. And we honor you and we praise you in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. And I updated my profile once again, sis. So, and for those of you who have not yet checked out the Network Investor Circle, go ahead and click on the link at the top of the room and put your hat in the ring. This is about moving the gospel forward on this new television network, and it's about positioning, you know, really stepping into the marketplace in the areas of your gifting. You know, it's one thing to do your thing. It's a whole other thing to do your thing as a part of a movement to further the kingdom. So consider that. Pop on over to faithpreneurweekend.com/network-investor-circle. Okay. Again, that's faithpreneurweekend.com/network-investor-circle. Check it out and be a part of that support. And for those of you who are getting geared up to pop on out to New York, see you there on the 19th, God willing. Looking forward to seeing each and every one of you. And may God bless you richly. All right, sis, so I think we're going to land the plane. So for those of you, we'll see you next week, God willing, in the clubhouse room or on the call. And on that note, the room is going to close in 5, 4, 3, 2. Y'all have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.